This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Are you team trick or treat or team get off my street? As the CDC is not recommending trick or treating this year. It's, I think in certain pockets, they're banning in certain cities,
yeah.
But not entirely. So they're saying you probably shouldn't do it this year. And some people are either not, they're going to try to. But the big question is, if someone comes trick or treating in your house, knocking on your door, ringing your doorbell, are you going to open that door to give out candy this year? Not so much are you going to trick or treat, because usually that's for people with kids. But if you hear someone, trick or treat, are you opening that door, giving out candy this year? Because we fighting in studio about this one. We are ready. Carla says you are.
I absolutely am going to, just because I live on the fourth floor of my apartment complex. If you figure out how to get up there without a key... I have to give it to you. You earned it.
Listen, the cute kids wanting to dress up for Halloween this year. It's 2020. That's cute. I'm fighting your parents if you come knocking on my door during a pandemic trying to get some candy, man. I am definitely get off my street. Which team are you on? Gonna ask Gina. Gonna ask Anishi. Trick or treat or get off my street. Chime on in. Drop a comment at The Morning Mess on Instagram as well. One more time. 833-730-MESS. 833-730-6377. Let us know what side you're on. Okay, clap it up for Friday mornings. Friday mornings, we all made it here. Energy, big energy coming your way with The Morning Mess in your home for the staycation setup. If you're a first-time listener, listen, staycation is where we catch cheaters live on our show. That's coming up right after 7 a.m. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
And we're asking the big question, trick or treat or stay off my street and get off my street. Now, we all know that the CDC is not recommending trick or treating this year, but I'm sure there's going to be some parents or some badass kids that are still going to be knocking at your door, ringing the door. Trick or treat! Are you going to open up your door and give out candy this year is the bigger question. Okay, Gina, are you team trick or treat or get off my street?
It sounds so harsh to say, but I am team get off my street
there
on this one.
There you go, girl.
I just, like, it's not the year for it. I know it's fun. I know we've had a rough year and we all deserve that fun, but this particularly going door to door, seeing all these people, I mean, you may as well go pack a stadium.
Right.
Like, we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
Listen, all these months of me being sober, your sweet tooth can pause it for a year, okay? Hell with that. But Anish, you and Carla on the other side of this.
Yeah, and I don't see what the problem is with just like leaving a bowl right outside your front door, because I think especially because it's been a crazy year, I'm sure everyone's going to respect and only take like one piece of candy out the bowl, right?
I don't know what hood you live in, man. What? Oh. I don't know. Let's hit these phone lines, and we're going to get some results, too. We're going to let you Morning Messengers, we affectionately know as, get your vote on at The Morning Mess. We'll share those results, what most people are going to do this year, okay? 833-730-6377. Looks like we got Trent on the line. Trent, are you team trick-or-treat or get off my street?
I'm team trick-or-treat.
What?
Really?
This is surprising.
Why do you say that?
So, because right now, my family and I, we live in an apartment, and, you know, kids don't really go to apartments very much. I kind of wish they did, you know? Even right now, during COVID, we could just chuck candy from the balcony. It's the perfect social distancing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I live in an apartment, too, and literally, I had the same idea. I was like, look, we don't got to worry about that. You can stay on our our street, you'll never get up to our floor. So
absolutely, right? We need to think alike, Carla.
See, no wonder, no wonder. But if you lived in a house and they came in and knocked on your door, do you think you would still open?
If I lived in a house and kids came, oh yeah, I don't want to be a stink about it. I just want to maybe stand in the yard and be like, all right, look out. Just, you know, kind of.
You know how these teenagers, they go like pumpkin smash and they ruin your pumpkins and they steal candy and stuff like that. If you end up in my house trying to trick-or-treat this year, the year of COVID-19, the year of 2020, I will throw pumpkins at you. Do not come near my door.
Oh my God.
There's too much stuff flying around in the air. We haven't figured out the solution. We don't have the vaccine yet. We don't have the cure. No, bro. Don't touch my little button that rings my doorbell.
That's when the gloves come off. That's when you fight by prison rules, right?
Prison rules. That's right. I'm putting soap in blankets and just running blindfolded.
What?
Your five-year-old gets nailed in the eyes, not my fault. Stay off the lawn.
Not your fault.
Man, that's so crazy how more and more people are calling and voting that they are going to pass out candies if there's trick-or-treaters at their house.
Yeah, man. I mean, this year has just been such a crap show. It's just, you got to have some fun. You got to get all your kids out and trick-or-treat.
Do you have kids, Trent?
I do. I got a little girl.
You got a little girl. I do as well. How old is your little girl?
She's going to be 4.
Mine is going to be 4 next month. When's yours turning 4?
She'll be 4 in January.
See, listen, this is what you do, man. This is my idea. Take each member of the family behind each door of their room or the bathroom and let your little girl knock, say, trick or treat, give her some candy. You know, she might only have 3 or 4 pieces by the end of the night. But you know what? You make that memory.
Absolutely.
Let's just stay indoors this year, okay?
All right, maybe I will.
Thank you, Frank.
He's like, but don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do. That's right.
So you are definitely team trick-or-treat.
I am.
If you have any kids on the block trick-or-treating and they got a single man looking for another man, we have our friend Anish here that's looking, okay?
Okay, yeah, okay. I'll keep him in mind.
Any single parents for any of your students, let us know.
Or even if you're just single.
Anish, do you mind if it's one of those small bite-sized Snickers or do you need a full-size Snicker in your...
Honey, at this point, it doesn't matter.
I will take an M&M, a loose M&M from the bottom of your purse.
My man Trent, thank you for the call.
Hey, thank you guys. You guys are the best.
It's the morning mess, and you're home for the staycation setup where we catch up cheaters live on your radio. Going to talk to Ralph in minutes. He thinks his girl is cheating on him. We're going to try to catch her live on your radio. Okay, that's coming up in a few minutes. In the meantime, introduction of the show. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hello, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
And we're still trying to see if you're a team trick-or-treat or get off my street. Listen, a lot of folks saying they aren't trick-or-treating, but the many few and the few many that are you going to open up your door if you have the doorbell ringing or knocking at your door of someone to trick? Are you handing out candy this year? Will you? Gina, you and I are both the same here. We're stay off my street.
Yeah, it's just not the year for it. I love me some Halloween, but we got to stay safe. We are still dealing with this pandemic.
Okay, what if you look through your people? Could you hear?
Trick or treat.
You look through your peephole and you see this little beautiful little girl. She's probably like 4 years old. She's dressed as Moana. And you look down, she has these big brown eyes and she has her bag open. It's just her. Her parents are probably like at the sidewalk. And she's just like, please, pretty white lady, please give me a little candy. Are you still going to keep that door locked?
I'm not even buying candy. It's a non-issue. Like, I won't have any candy to give. The door's not opening. The lights are off. I might even leave. I don't know where I'll go, but...
That's a slow clap into applause for my friend Gina. I am one of the same with Gina. No trick-or-treat in my house. But Anish and Carla, you will be handing out candy if you get a trick-or-treater.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact there are only 2 kids that live in my entire apartment building. God bless. And they will most likely not be knocking on apartment doors. But if a kid happens to come across a key that will open the initial door, the elevator door, and then the door to get to the 4th floor, and then they manage to knock on my door, I think they earned it at that point.
Okay. Anish, you feel the same as Carla?
Yeah, I do, because I'm in an apartment complex also. But you could just get one of those like old people reachers, like that stick that you can grab a piece of candy from your bowl and then just extend it out to the person, so you're still social distancing.
I don't know about this one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got but one thing to do. Give us a call. 833-730-6377. We will have the results. Make sure you drop a comment at The Morning Mess on IG. Looks like we got Rita on the line. Rita, are you team trick-or-treat or get off my street and I'll see you next year?
Yeah, do something else this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great thing. This year, it's 1 year. We're hoping that by next year, we'll have that vaccine. We can go trick-or-treating again. But I do think it's in everyone's best interest just to not. I understand their kids. I understand those memories. But we have to do what's right this year.
Right. And as parents, you know, you could do something safe with your kids. I'm a grandparent. I feel bad that my grandkids can't do it. But I'm sure, you know, they'll do something safe, do something controlled in a controlled environment. You could do something with them at home, make it fun.
Yeah, man, you know what? Take it back to the old school. Throw on Hocus Pocus, do bobbing for apples.
There you go.
Make some popcorn, do some trick-or-treating inside. I'm going to get the little plastic eggs for Easter and hide them all around my backyard and in the house, and maybe a few eggs will have a dollar. Maybe the golden egg might have a $5 or a crispy $10 bill. My kids will be fine.
Yes, it'll be fun that way.
And I suggest anybody in my neighborhood do the same, because don't go ringing my doorbell, knock on my door. Our producer is telling you that you work in law somehow, Rita?
I work for a federal judge. I'm his courtroom deputy.
Perfect. You're the person to ask. Can I sue parents and kids that come trick-or-treating in my house?
I don't know that you can do that.
Why not? They might be putting me in danger. Can I sue?
Only if they break your window for candy.
So you're saying there's a chance I can sue.
Oh, my God.
Well, we appreciate you, love.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right.
I listen to you every morning while I'm working here at the kitchen table.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, and happy Halloween.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay, so listen, ladies and gentlemen, got one thing to do. Give us a call, 833-730-6377. Are you team trick-or-treat or get off my street? Are you handing out candy if you do have these kids knocking at your door? Trick-or-treat, on my street. What are you going to do, man? We got the results we're going to share with you in a few minutes at The Morning Mess on IG. Don't move. Okay, it's The Morning Mess. Sneaking up on that staycation setup, catching up some cheaters live on your radio, possibly in minutes. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Also, we got some results at The Morning Mess on Instagram. Make sure you get your vote on real quick before we take these last minute calls about are you team trick or treat or get off my street. I think for the most part, from what I've been hearing, a lot of people aren't trick or treating, obviously due to COVID this year. But the question is, for the parents that are going to take their kids, because it hasn't been banned for the most part, most places.
Right. You can still take your children if you want to.
It's frowned upon and not recommended by the CDC, but we know there are going to be some parents taking their kids out trick-or-treating. Are you going to open the door? That's the question. Are you going to be handing out candy if you get a trick-or-treater? Or are you more team, get out my street? I'm not. Okay, we have our opinions. Let's hit these phone lines. We got her name is Candy, by the way. We got Candy, who's been patiently holding a big morning messenger. Candy, are you team trick-or-treat or get off my street?
Well, I'm going to wear a mask because I love Halloween in the little kid costume.
So you're team trick-or-treat?
I am. I think that it can be worked around. Like, I was thinking of putting like a little chair with my bowl and still being at my door. I was going to put little treat bags and just let them grab one and go.
Okay, individual baggies?
Yeah.
I'm more trick or beat. If you knock on my door, I'm going to beat your ass. Stay away from my house.
Joey.
There's too much stuff flying. It's 2020. Stay away. No, stay off my street. Do not ding dong nothing. Leave me alone.
He wants to be inside eating all the candy himself.
Super
you know
fast.
Him.
Yes. Eat my feelings away. Gina?
This one's really tough for me because I understand the whole thing of like the kids having fun and making memories. And then I think about us as adults, like we still hit the drive-thru and stuff like that. So it's like, if we're doing that, should they trick-or-treat? I'm still team no. I can't. I just feel like it's irresponsible. I really feel like these little kids, they're usually fine if they catch it, which is great. But what happens is they go and they spread it. These kids are going to go back to school where their teachers are, where the teachers' families are. And I just feel like it's not a safe thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Candy Girl. I'm with you. But I'm with you for a different reason. See, I live in an apartment complex on the fourth floor, and you need a key to get into the lobby, into the elevator, and into the fourth floor. Okay. So if you managed to sneak your way up to the fourth floor and knock on my door, I'll give you all my candy.
They earned it at that point.
You can stand out of the balcony and just throw it off.
I like the way you think.
Oh, gosh, girl.
Anish, you're kind of in the same situation. You're in an apartment complex. Yeah. Do you think if they get through security or whatever, go through the second or third floor you're on, they've earned that piece of candy?
Honestly, yes. And if they happen to get here before I've eaten all the candy myself, then honey, you absolutely deserve it.
She's just hoping they come with a single pot father.
Ooh, she knows.
Okay, she knows me too, honey. Do you know any single dad? No, okay.
He wants to treat that trick. Hello.
Yeah.
He wants to show you his tricks.
If they knock on your door, candy, you still gonna open it up?
I think so.
You think so? At least you're being honest. I appreciate the honesty.
I'm a big pushover, especially for kids.
Yeah, aww. I'll push over a kid.
Stop. You're not pushing door. Any kids. Stop
don't,
it.
Don't bring your kids in my block.
Gosh.
All right. Thank you, Candy.
Okay.
Bye, love. Bye. And her name is Candy. Bye. This is awesome. I think it's time for some results, folks.
Sure is. So we asked you at the Morning Mess if you were team trick or treat or get off my street. And y'all said 65%. Team Trick or Treat.
What?
Wow. That's alarming. I mean, it is. Like, I feel like in a couple weeks, it's going to be real bad.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. That's a lot of people saying that they're still going to be opening these doors to all these little grubby little hands.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I joke because I know that I'm not going to get any trick-or-treaters, you know? But if you do decide to do that, please just be safe about it. Try to, if you see that there's already a kid at the door, let's not crowd around it and maybe just one kid at a time. Be cautious.
You know what? Yes. I might, if I get trick-or-treaters, I might hand out hand sanitizer. Here you go.
Oh, my gosh.
A Clorox wipe for you and a Clorox wipe for you.
There you go. You're going to thank me later, kids.
Yeah, not edible.
It's not edible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that really shocks me. I thought more people would say, get off my street.
Woo.
Just a little forewarning. That's what's happening. That's what's popping next weekend, y'all.
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.